A delegation of American Jewish leaders is back from Israel this weekend. They were there to oppose a bill in the Israeli parliament, the Knesset. The group is worried that the bill would give Orthodox religious authorities in Israel the power to judge which conversions to Judaism are legitimate, and therefore which converted Jews are eligible for Israeli citizenship. Jerry Silverman is one of the leaders who went to Israel. He's the president of the Jewish Federations of North America, and he joins us on the phone. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can you tell us briefly what this bill will do if it passes the Knesset?
It specifically hands the Orthodox-run chief rabbinate full authority over all conversion in Israel for the first time. Further, the bill, if enacted, could end up threatening the eligibility to become Israeli citizens of some immigrants who have converted to Judaism. And it boils down to a vital and an existential question for Jews in the U.S. Does the Jewish state belong to all Jews?
It would mainly have an effect on reform and conservative Jews in the United States?
We believe this bill will have a direct effect and could have a direct effect based on its ambiguity to all movements of Jews, reform, conservative, reconstructionist, and potentially some Orthodox Jews.
So this issue is more than just about conversion.
This issue is about conversion from a specific point, but it is a broader point in that the Jewish state in 1948, and if you look at the original words of the Constitution that was written, is that it's a Jewish state for all Jews. And this law truly can create a discriminating factor to really create two different levels of Jews and the way we're looked at around the world.
And in terms of whether or not you can become an Israeli citizen.
Correct.
Yeah. The bill has already passed through committee, and it needs to be voted on by the Knesset. The Knesset adjourned for its three-month summer break without addressing the bill. The sponsor of the bill, he's been quoted as saying American Jews are using their power to interfere in internal Israeli affairs. Your organization usually tries to stay out of political disputes. Why is it important for you to get involved in this particular issue?
There have been two times in history that the Jewish federations have gotten involved with issues in Israel in the political environment. Both of those times dealt with the question of law of return and who is a Jew. This issue is in the bullseye of both of those. And we, as the Jewish Federations in North America, will not stand back and watch this happen. We will get into it, and we will do our best to ensure that the Jewish state is for all the Jewish people.
Jerry Silverman is the president of the Jewish Federations of North America. He and a delegation of other American Jewish leaders have returned from Israel this weekend. He joined us by phone. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.